But yes, we have a guest in. It is my friend, RDA, Mr. Warren Montgomery. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Rick, and happy birthday to you.
Well, thank you kindly. Yeah, it was actually Monday a week, the 5th. I'm a Gemini. I'm an early Gemini.
Very good. My birthday was May 25th, so I'm a Gemini, I think, also.
Well, but, you know, that's why we get along so well.
We're both 29 years old.
Well, you're 29. I'm 27. Good to see you, my friend. Before we get into the nuts and bolts of the DA's office, tell me a little bit about your summer so far. Everything going well?
Well, I tell you, it's been a little wet, but I've loved the cool weather that we've had so far in the month of May. It was just wonderful. And, you know, even though we've had all this rain, the nice thing is everything's growing.
It is. And you know what? The thing is, like I tell everybody, I'll take the heat, I'll take the rain, I'll take whatever. But just don't let them come on and say that, you know, there's a tropical storm, hurricane, or anything like that, because we don't need that kind of upsetment and that kind of commotion. So it can be as warm as it wants or as wet as it wants, but as long as it's not threatening in that fashion, we don't need any part of that. Any vacations on the horizon?
Absolutely. I'm taking a vacation next week, going out to the Rocky Mountains.
Ooh, that's going to be a nice trip. Charles just came back from there last week. His daughter, who graduated, wanted to do, rather than a beach trip for her senior trip, she elected or asked to do a road trip with one of her friends, and he and her mother, Charles's wife, and they went out to Colorado, and they drove. And he said it was a lot of miles, but it was a great time.
Yeah, beautiful weather this time of year.
Oh, I can only imagine. So tell us a little bit about what's happening at the DA's office.
Well, we're doing some great prosecutions and kind of sad prosecutions, too. We had a case last week of a husband who murdered his wife. And
oh, my.
Set up. We had a trial. He ended up pleading guilty in the middle of the trial. But it reminded me of these domestic violence issues, which are very serious. And, you know, here in St. Tammany, we don't have a lot of deaths, a lot of murders. But the ones that we do have often come out of domestic violence disputes. So I want to encourage all of our listeners, you know, if you're in a relationship that is not healthy and there is some of that physical violence or even emotional violence, to seek assistance, seek help. You know, most marriages have tough times, and you don't want it to escalate into a situation where it's dangerous. But if it does become dangerous, call the police. And, you know, we would prefer to give people help and treatment and counseling, et cetera, and keep the relationships together. But we certainly don't want to see it escalated into such a situation where someone loses their life. And so we have a great, great domestic violence staff. We have two excellent prosecutors, Joe Heller and Roy Burns III, who are very, very good prosecutors. We have an assistant who works with the victim, Lindsay Rivenbach, and a secretary, a coordinator named Sandy Garrett. And finally, investigating and Jeff Montalbano, they all do an outstanding job, and we're lucky in St. Tammany and Washington parishes to have them assisting us, assisting the public.
That is amazing. And you know what? To your point, I think that's especially true with the young teens, I guess, or mid-teens, late teens, and maybe even early 20s, like with women in particularly, who are even dating. You know, pay attention to trends and traits, because, you know, you and I'm sure you have, and if not, then that's a good thing, but we all see what sometimes is thought to be maybe play or funny or silly, but there's some undertones in some of the behaviors that you see, and that could be a precursor to, or something to maybe cause a little concern for somebody.
Absolutely, and, you know, for yourself and for your friends. And look, and it's not that you're trying to break up relationships. You're trying to protect your friends.
Exactly.
And so you're trying to help them. And if they can get the counseling that they need, then it won't grow into something where you have law enforcement involvement. But if it's necessary, you'd rather have law enforcement involvement to protect you than let it continue and then threaten your very life and the life of your children.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. And what else is happening?
Well, we're working very, very hard on our diversion program, where people who make mistakes in their lives, whether it's drugs or alcohol or whatever, where we don't prosecute them. And where instead of prosecution, we put them through a very rigorous program of public service, of maybe some rehabilitation, et cetera. But they end up without a criminal record, without a conviction. And we have an outstanding staff working and on our diversion program, and they're just doing a great job helping people get over the bumps in their lives. And we all have bumps. That's the other thing I want to remind everybody. You know, look, nobody is perfect.
No.
We all have bumps, and it's how we respond to those bumps that determine our success in life. And the district attorney's office, yes, we're here to prosecute those people who don't want to change their life and to head in the right direction. We're also here to help those people who maybe made that mistake and get them back on the road and head in the right direction so they can contribute to society and do all the great things that that God has set out for them.
Let it not be a life-altering type thing.
Because
like you said, you know, one bad mistake or one poor decision, one poor choice, when you're 19 or 20 or 21, you know, depending on what it was or what it is, could it shape the next 20 or 30 years of your life, or if not the rest of your life.
Sure, sure.
So, yeah, no, I agree. And like Tim Lentz always says, you know, when you look at what it costs to incarcerate and prosecute and all of that together, as opposed to if there's an alternative when somebody is truly sorry and really willing to change their ways, then, you know, not only is it good for that individual, but it's good for all of us as taxpayers as well.
Absolutely. And some of us need a life-altering experience in the sense that we are kind of run into that brick wall.
You're right.
But pick yourself up and don't run into it again, and move on and contribute. And, again, all of us have struggles, and but those struggles are relative to each one of us. And you overcome them with your friends. And so watch out for your friends. Help your friends, listen to your friends, and point your friends in the right direction. And if we do that, we have a great community in St. Tammany, Washington Parish, just here in the New Orleans area. It'll continue to grow and become better, and we're going to become better people for helping our friends.
Undoubtedly, and help us we are for where we are.
You got it.
When you look around at some of the other parts of not only our own state, but, you know, the country and such, sometimes you don't realize what you have until you sit back and you look at some of the issues that some other areas are dealing with that are totally foreign to even our grasp.
That's right. Well, we look at the situation where our congressman was shot, and, you know, that stems, granted, if someone had a really mentally disturbed person, I'm certain, you know, had to get a gun and go shoot somebody.
Right.
But where did that disturbance come from? Well, it came from people speaking harshly, speaking meanly, characterizing people in the worst possible light. And look, let's use some soft language and a soft tongue in the future.
Exactly. Well said. What else? Anything else you want to touch on?
Not really, Rick. I want to thank you and Charles and Steve and everybody here at this radio station. You all do such a great job by bringing on a lot of people who can talk about important public community subjects. And I just compliment you, because you don't have to do that. And it's a great service to our community.
Well, we certainly appreciate that. And as like I always like to say, it's our privilege and our pleasure. And we appreciate you and your staff and all the hard work and the diligence that you guys do in order to provide us with the lifestyles and to secure the lifestyles that we are comfortable with and familiar with here in St. Tammany Parish.
Thanks, Rick. It's an honor and privilege to be the DA.
Always, always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you for giving up your valuable time to come in and talk to us and our listeners this morning. That is, again, my friend, our DA, Mr. Warren Montgomery. That is our Need to Know 90, brought to us once again by Premier Hearing Imbalance.